resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It certainly is. And regardless of whether Obama and the globalists continue to expand the premeditated war to wreck Syria and put something in 10 times worse conservatively than Assad, regardless, the jig is up, the train has left the station. 9% approval rating in the United States, similar numbers in Europe, against launching this war, expanding this war. They've already launched it with the proxy forces for 2.5 years. It shows that there is a huge awakening taking place. And coming up, we've got some very important information with Greg Palast on Larry Summers, who they want. He was already head of the Treasury. Now they want to make him the head of the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. And since he's the main architect, he even gets the credit himself. It's admitted in his own banker-loving publications out there that he helped engineer the end of Glass-Steagall, the derivatives. So why not put one of the main criminals who's behind all this in charge? That is coming up. But you got to remember that it hasn't been since 1782 that the British Parliament has said no to a prime minister asking for a war. So that's over 200 years. And you'll probably notice that 1782 is when the war ended here in the colonies. We officially had won the war to become the United States of America. That's how big a deal this is. That the Parliament in England before 1776 and that war kicked off was set to vote against the war. And then the King of England rode famously and addressed Parliament, which was unheard of. And they said, okay, we'll launch the war. And then 7 years later, or 6 years later, 6.5 years later, they had to back off and stop. Not even because the colonies had won most of the battles. They lost most of them. They persevered, though. They didn't give up. They continued. They kept hammering and hammering and hammering. And that's why I say resistance is victory. So that is coming up in the next segment. Greg Palast breaking down what the banksters are up to, more news and the latest on Syria. And then I did a 30-minute interview with Russell Brand Friday night while I'm sitting here recording this just a little while ago. And we're going to premiere that for the radio audience coming up. And a lot of you know who he is. Some may not, but anybody under 30 does. He's one of the big cult icons right now. And luckily, he's talking about the New World Order and the brainwashing of the public and the tyranny and how they want to keep us dumbed down. And so it's great. I mean, we won't agree with him on every political issue, but the fact is he's definitely moving in our direction. Anti-establishment, waking up, paradigm-shattering systems, and he follows me on Twitter at Real Alex Jones, and he has like 6 million followers. So that's important to be able to reach out to his audience of people that we wouldn't be able to get to. So it was exciting to talk to him. And so far, only my crew's heard this. You're going to get a chance to hear it coming up in the last 3 segments of this hour if we talk to Greg Palast. And some people will say, oh, what's the big deal hearing from that guy? Again, come on. We're not just trying to convert the converted or talk to the choir here. I'm here to get KRS-One on, or Professor Griff, hip-hop icons, or to get Charlie Sheen on, or to get Viggo Mortensen on, or to get just all sorts. You hear all the amazing guests we have because we get to hear what they have to say. We get to show you who they really are instead of who the media distorts and says they are. And then we also get to then reach out to all of their fan base. And that's how you network the Liberty Movement to really change the course of history. And that's why Zbigniew Brzezinski said 2 days ago, I guess 4 days ago now, if it's on Sunday, that, oh my gosh, the alternative media has destroyed us. They all know how we're staging stuff. He's putting on a mayday to the elite right now, just like the Pentagon a month ago put out a mayday about the Drudge report, you know, that they get caught in all their lies because Drudge will just put up what they said previously, showing how they're engaged in disinfo. So we're on the march. The empire's on the run. Whether you're black, white, old, young, liberal, conservative, whatever the terms are, if you love justice, if you love freedom, if you love the truth, we are a movement of truth. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Money.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Obama, 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 free health care, send in my guns, take my rights, make me safe. Yeah.
Songs that sound more like everyone else.
Yeah.
Anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns.
Ooh.
Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro
That's
took the guns.
That's a bad man.
Hugo Chavez took the guns.
We need to turn our guns in.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
Ooh. Obama. Obama.
The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God, eternal hostility.
That's discriminatory to say the name God, or the name father or mother, or to say brown paper bag in Seattle. That's
the
bad.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Not 1776!
You're listening to the Alex
no,
Jones Show.
No! No!
Hey, here's some snippets of my interview with Greg Palast, BBC reporter, fraud investigator, on what's happening with the move for the new Fed chief, Larry Summers, the brilliant one that brought us derivatives. And then the exclusive premiere of my Russell Brand interview straight ahead. The website's Infowars.com. The new September issue, Thou Shalt Not Have Any Gods Above the State, is available at Infowarsstore.com with Obama as our savior, like Kim Jong-un on the front. Just check out Infowarsstore.com to find that. But now, Greg Palast, and then the premiere of Russell Brand. Thanks for joining us on the September 1st, 2013 transmission. We're awake, we're free, we're alive. We have high IQs. That means we're terrorists. Greg Palast is with us for the next 40 minutes or so. But he joins us. He is, of course, a syndicated columnist, documentary filmmaker, best-selling author, GregPalast.com. He's worked for BBC, ABC News, you name it. He broke some of the big banking scandals back in 2002 with the documents that are planning a global meltdown by design to consolidate power. And he exposes the left, the right, all the kleptocratic bankers that are in control of this. But we're going to break in 2 minutes, Greg, and we're going to come back and get into the banking big breaking news you've got. But what is your take on lining up against Russia with Syria? And these rebels have been caught staging false flags before. Why are we supposed to believe them now? Why would Assad nerve gas right in front of the UN so he can be blown up?
Well, I don't, you know, to me, it looks like these people were gassed. The question is, of course, who? I think it's Assad. He's not exactly a genius. But don't forget.
No, but I believe it. I believe people were gassed, Greg.
Yeah.
I'm saying I don't think he did it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, but what we do know is that, you know, let's remember, just like Assad, Saddam Hussein, they all come from the same Frankenstein factory. You got to go back to the years of Carter and Bush, Democrats and Republicans, putting these guys into positions of power in the Mideast. And then, you know, like it often happens when you create Frankensteins, they get up off the table and try to kill you or kill someone else. They're out of control.
Well, shifting gears out of that, you've got a big story out now on Larry Summers, our new special Treasury Secretary. I mean, I think he's the man for the job. If he helped engineer the too big to fail Ponzi scheme derivatives deal, since the credit default swaps, why not make him emperor of the earth?
Well, because he's not, in my opinion, actually human. My information is that Larry Summers, who is Obama's first choice for the Federal Reserve Board to take Ben Bernanke's place.
Is Lemmy Winks from South Park?
Well, I think that he's actually a colony of aliens sent here to turn the human race into a cheap source of protein. But in all seriousness, Larry Summers is Obama's first choice for the head of the Federal Reserve Board, take Bernanke's place. He was Secretary of Treasury under Clinton, where he with Robert Rubin pushed and created the whole deregulation of the banking system, turning your bank vaults into roulette wheels. And he's the guy that personally body blocked all regulation of the derivatives market, all these financial toxic assets like synthetic collateralized debt obligations, which we lived without, by the way, for several thousand years. And suddenly we had to have these things, which brought our planet financially to its knees. This is Larry Summers, the mayor, you know, he's kind of the typhoid Mary of economics. And now he's back as Obama's first choice for the Fed. The key thing is, and of course, he was Obama's economic czar. That worked out really well. We have fewer jobs, fewer people working today than we did when Obama took the oath of office. So unemployment's down because employment is way down. People just don't have jobs. I was just in Detroit. No one's looking for jobs. So they're not in the, technically, auto workers out of work are not in the workforce. Okay. So understand what's going on here. This is Obama's economic czar, Mr. Deregulation. Now, my story, which I did that I was doing for BBC Television, Guardian. My story is that I found inside documents, confidential documents, which were so unbelievable that I had to fly to Geneva, Switzerland, speak to the head of the WTO himself to get the confirmation that these things are real. It was documents in which Timothy Geithner, later to become Secretary of Treasury under Obama, was writing to his boss at the time, Larry Summers of Treasury, saying, reminding him about the meetings that they had and that he had to make phone calls to the five most powerful bankers in America, the head of Citibank, the head of Goldman Sachs, Merrill, Bank of America. He took the five big bankers and he had secret phone calls with them on a scheme to blow apart regulation of the banking system worldwide. Now, he called it the end game memo, as we reach the end game. Well, we're the end game. I don't like the game at all, but the end of it was not too pretty. It was extraordinary because you have to understand it's illegal. He's not allowed to meet. Larry Summers not allowed to have private phone calls with billionaire bankers to determine what the financial policies of the United States should be. Now, he can have meetings with bankers. That's legal. You can't have secret meetings with bankers to get their approval and veto and determination of what our policies should be. And in this case, it was deadly because it was a plan to blow apart the regulations of banking in 156 nations. And they did it in 155 nations. They did it by abusing the World Trade Organization's trade rule. 156 nations were told by Larry Summers and his coterie that unless they opened up their banking sectors to Citibank, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and the rest of the boys, that any nation would have their markets closed to the United States and they'd go bankrupt.
I want to expand on something here with you, though. I mean, I understand you not taking sides on the whole, you know, Assad thing, because he's obviously a bad guy, but putting Al-Qaeda in is even worse.
We did this. We don't forget. Who put in the Mujahideen in Afghanistan that we have how many kids? 2,000 kids have died there fighting the guys that we armed in the first place?
And a couple thousand from suicide. Well, shifting gears out of that, we'll cover it as it unfolds. You've got a big story out now on Larry Summers, our new special Treasury Secretary. I mean, I think he's the man for the job. If he helped engineer the too-big-to-fail Ponzi scheme derivatives deal, since the credit default swaps, why not make him emperor of the earth?
Well, because he's not, in my opinion, actually human. My information is that Larry Summers, who is Obama's first choice for the Federal Reserve Board to take Ben Bernanke's place.
Is Lemmy Winks from South Park?
Well, I think that he's actually a colony of aliens sent here to turn the human race into a cheap source of protein. but in all seriousness, Larry Summers is Obama's first choice for the head of the Federal Reserve Board, take Bernanke's place. He was Secretary of Treasury under Clinton, where he with Robert Rubin pushed and created the whole deregulation of the banking system, turning your bank vaults into roulette wheels. And he's the guy that personally body blocked all regulation of the derivatives market, all these financial toxic assets like synthetic collateralized debt obligations, which we lived without, by the way, for several thousand years. And suddenly we had to have these things, which brought our planet financially to its knees. This is Larry Summers, the mayor, you know, he's kind of the typhoid Mary of economics. And now he's back.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet, the highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products. And get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Well, folks, I've wanted to get him on for a long time. Russell Brand, who is a comedian, best-selling author, actor, TV host, you name it, who has been popular for many years, but he's really a sensation now. The whole office today, when they found out he was coming on, got really excited. We have a lot of big guests on. And what's exciting about this is that Russell Brand is outside the box, and he's getting people to think. And obviously it went viral all over the world a few months ago when he confronted kind of the talking heads that are on the mainstream media MSNBC channel with Mika Brzezinski. And so Russell Brand, he's doing his worldwide tour right now, joins us. Russell, thanks for giving us some time.
Alex, it's a privilege to be on your show. Thank you.
Oh, it's a privilege to have you here. What's the best site for people to visit to find out about the tour? Is it russellbrand.tv?
Yeah, that'd be perfect. Thanks.
You bet. Bottom line, what is front and center most important to you right now that's happening in the world?
I think the thing that is most important to me is the thing that I'm talking about in my show. It's the cultural narrative that we are told, the way that we are presented with information, the way that meaning is designated, the significance that is given to certain issues and not to others, and the light in which stories are told. So I think that that could obviously comprise Edward Snowden, or it could comprise Syria. It could comprise more broadly the manufacture of consent or the manipulation of the consciousness of civilization through a conglomeration of government, big business, and media.
Coming into this interview, we played a clip when you were on MSNBC, and that really struck a chord with people when you just laughed at their narcissism and said, you don't talk about anything real. You're basically a bunch of peacocks up here. What was it like behind the scenes? And it seemed like you were clashing with them, and it really captured people's imagination. What happened there? Because you were in the middle of it.
When you go on those type of TV shows, that there's a particular frequency or pitch to the interview. There is a normal manner of speaking. Not only the type of topics that are discussed, but the kind of banal, slightly shrill tone that the information is predicated on celebrity and gossip and what I would call low-frequency data. Low vibration information. So like, it was like that. So it's like that when you go on anything on mainstream television. Those programs all sound the same. People all look the same. They all talk in the same way. And it was that kind of atmosphere. The only difference was is that the impoliteness was at such an extreme level that it gave me an opportunity to point out some of that stuff, which I wouldn't typically do because it sometimes doesn't seem appropriate to tell people that what they're doing is pointless or silly.
I want to get into world events, your tour that's so popular that I hope to see when you come to Austin in a few weeks here in Texas. But just getting back to that, they genuinely seemed extremely uncomfortable, but the women also seemed very sexually excited and were not faking it. I mean, I could tell that somehow you absolutely like broke the spell of their self-centered, petty narcissism. And I'm not kissing your butt. I mean, it really happened. That's a magic clip from my perspective.
You've become nervous.
Why
are you nervous?
Really?
No, you're a powerful woman. You've got a lovely job. What seems to be the trouble?
I don't know.
You've got a hair like Princess Diana.
Oh, wow.
Is this what you all do for a living?
Yes.
We're going to be talking about the situation with Edward Snowden, this whistleblower. Is it good what he's done for America? Or are our secrets being jeopardized by his intentions? We're going to be talking about that.
Why do you think you shook him up so bad?
I don't don't know. I'm a bit confused by it, because I just went on there and did what I normally do, is just be polite, and then if I point out something that's idiosyncratic or weird, I observe that. But don't you think, Alex, that sort of you deal with so much duplicity, whether in a situation where you're in an interview on the TV or on the radio, or if you're making a purchase in a shop, sometimes we lose our authenticity, our ability to be human and truthful with one another. So I think if you interact in a very human and truthful way, then this can be very disruptive.
Now, sure.
It's not like that there are certain individuals that are good and certain individuals that are bad. I know myself that, you know, I work in films and I've worked a lot in media, so I must be culpable as well for propagating these ideas and supporting them in my own way. And on a bad day, like just now, I arrived at Seattle Airport and there were people that wanted autographs, and they were the kind of people that sell the photographs on afterwards. You know, they're like, you know, like for eBay, they don't want them for themselves. They want them to sell on eBay. And I couldn't be bothered to sign them. I just didn't feel like doing it, you know. But that's not the absolute best aspect of me as a person. The person I aspire to be will always sign everything for everyone, you know. So, like, I'm capable in myself of being selfish, egocentric, and self-obsessed and self-centered. But, like, I think it's more of a problem when you have a massive machine that conducts consciousness and orchestrates the way that we think en masse, that has a set of priorities and an agenda that is making people in huge numbers think in a selfish, insular, atomized, apathetic, and impotent way.
Wow. Man, I tell you, you're on fire. It seems like you have really had an awakening. I mean, you've been awake for a long time, but it seems like your awakening is accelerating. Is that accurate to say?
Yeah, I think you might be right, as a matter of fact, Alex. I mean, like, for me, spirituality is an important component. I meditate a lot, and I practice certain spiritual principles that mean I have to be very mindful one day at a time about the way I live my life. I'm like a drug and alcohol free. And the more that I've detached myself from the things that I thought would make me happy, like money and fame and other people's opinions, the more truth is being revealed.
That is pure veritas. Because that's been my experience as well, and what you were just talking about, just being aware that you're being selfish or doing things that are self-centered or narcissistic is half the battle. Most of the people out there, especially that are in the mainstream media, they are purely turned over to the narcissism and are like biological androids. They're not even real. And I think that's why you freaked Brzezinski's daughter out and others so much, is because they got into this conscious of the manipulation they were involved in. But really, what you do to others comes back on you. So now they've turned into what they tried to do to the public, making the public one-dimensional cutouts of what they projected. It's now blown back on them.
That's very interesting. I often wonder, Alex, how those situations are contrived. I sort of suppose if you work in the media, you go through so many filters, you know, you're just not going to get that kind of job unless you're a certain type of person, unless you know the right sort of people. If you say the wrong type of things, you'll be filtered out, you know. So by the time you get to the point where you have your own show, generally speaking, you think a certain way that is in alignment with the elitist interests that are behind whatever corporation owns the outlet. Yeah, but, like, I think, too, that there is probably a less obvious way of understanding things in terms of, I wonder what happens neurologically. I wonder what the energy in a brain looks like. I wonder what that is like if our brains are surrounded by other brains that are thinking in a certain way, that are broadcasting, transmitting at a certain frequency. This is what I feel like we have, is a sort of a situation where there's such a strong and hypnotic message that exists not just externally, but more worrying internally. I'm always more worried when I find that's why I don't like it when I transgress my own personal principles, because I think, well, then I'm not behaving in accordance with what I believe in. I'm policing myself. You know, if I'm selfish, then I'm part of the problem. You know, like Gandhi says, be the change you want to see in the world. But really, all I can control is that I treat people well.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Russell, the establishment is aware of the group consciousness, the group collective, and they're trying to program it, as you said, on record. They've written books about it, to lower the frequency down to a bestial or even below bestial level, beyond common sense, even self-preservation, so that people can be programmable. So it comes down to the old question of free will versus not free will. And I think that's how you can tell the good guys from the bad guys. If someone wants to expand consciousness, awakening, understanding, and empower people, then that means they're on the good side. If they want to shutter the horizons and put walls around the mind, that's the bad guys. And from what I've heard, it's gotten amazing reviews, sold out in many places in the world. Messiah Complex, Revolution of Consciousness Tour. You're attempting to show people what different perspectives or windows into this. Describe it for us.
What I do, Alex, is I use as navigational points certain
personal heroes of mine. I talk about Malcolm X, Che Guevara, Gandhi, and Jesus Christ, and how each of those characters represent certain traits, certain human facilities that has oppressed and have been lost from our cultural narrative, like that you can't have figures like Gandhi, Che Guevara, Malcolm X being celebrated in the mainstream because you would then have an insurgent population. If people start to think like Malcolm X, they're not going to tolerate being treated as a compliant consumer cattle. If people think like Che Guevara, they're going to be prepared to take up an armed struggle. If they think like Gandhi, they're not going to be seduced by consumerism and they're going to be prepared to protest en masse. I also point out that all those individuals are flawed. Che Guevara was a famously quite a brutal man and kind of homophobic, and Malcolm X had a sort of a difficult criminal past, and Gandhi had some domestic and personal issues that are complex. And I point out that all these three people are human and therefore flawed, but that does not negate the positivity of their message. I also say that while we have lost these icons, lost these heroes, and indeed seen them appropriated in a corporate context, the posthumous image of Gandhi is used to sell Apple computers, Che Guevara crops up at Mercedes car exhibitions, it's because we're in a situation where our heritage, our cultural myths and our stories that keep us bonded and unified and to a degree, I don't know, human, are being lost and subjugated, because as long as human beings are in a state of fear and a state of stimulated desire, we will always be beholden to the elites, we will always be beholden to the corporate interests that offer to resolve these problems by selling us products. I've got to keep it funny, Alex, so I have to talk about sex every 2 seconds as well.
Wow, Russell Brand is joining us right now on the road, part of his international tour. And, you know, speaking of getting people outside the box, from my own research, you're absolutely on target at the core here that the establishment is expert at hijacking icons or, as Campbell wrote, archetypes, archetypal images, and then twisting them towards their aim, and then really rewriting all the basic cultural knowledge that every group out there had and replacing it basically only with the New World Order's propaganda. I mean, nothing against basketball players or movie stars, but if that's what kids aspire to be, there's not many slots there. But by making those people the icons artificially and making that the only thing that matters, then kids will never think about being a revolutionary or never think about standing up nonviolently to oppression or never think about the fact that they could change the course and be an example to others. And so I really get from this that you're trying to almost go back and see what these people really stood for and try to get folks to become aware of this power?
Yes, exactly, Alex. I look at some corporate slogans like McDonald's, loving it, which is kind of meaningless and empty and an exploitation of an interesting piece of language to do with love. I look at Diet Dr. Pepper and their slogan, unbelievably satisfying, and how ridiculous and hyperbolic that is. Even the slogan of Gillette razors, the best a man can get, I can immediately point out that this is setting the bar very, very low for humankind and for mankind. The kind of language used and slogans used by Malcolm X, by any means necessary, Che Guevara, it's better to die on your feet than to live on your knees, and Gandhi, be the change that you want to see in the world, these messages are subjugated. Furthermore, these heroes I offer replaced gods, and gods themselves are symbols of certain traits and ideas. Indigenous faiths typically are pagan, which means they worship the earth and their environment. If you have a culture of people like the Celts that worship and revere rivers, how will you feel when corporations want to pollute your rivers? If you have an indigenous faith like the Nordics who revere this noble oak tree, how will you feel about deforestation? If you have people like the native people of this country that revere and worship the earth and soil, how will you feel when people say that fracking is a good idea and necessary? It means that we've lost our narrative that ties us to our actual reality, our authentic reality as part of nature, not living separate from nature, but part of nature.
Sure, they get us.
It gives us a narrative where we live in accordance with an elitist interest.
Wow, so they get us to sell out for light beer and blue jeans as they say in a recent popular film, and then we're not satisfied by the light beer and blue jeans. Folks, go to RussellBrand.tv to find out if they can still get tickets in their area of the world. Russell, where else are you going now on the tour, and where was your favorite place you visited since you got on the road?
Canada and had a great time there. I'm currently in, just come from San Francisco, that was fantastic, and I'm in Seattle now. I'm going to Portland, then I'm going to be back in my country for a few days, and then I'll be into New York and Florida and Austin, Texas. I'm enjoying all of it, really. I mean, you know what it's like when you're touring, you don't spend an awful lot of time in any one location, I really love America and love being with the American people, and find that, broadly speaking, American media and American politics is not representative of my experience directly with American people.
Sure, absolutely. It's a fake projected culture that the world sees that is not even America. It's like New Yorkers still move to Austin or still visit Texas and think we ride horses to work and that we're all the Beverly Hillbillies. In the 10 minutes we've got left, Russell, I want to go over some of the world events with you that are happening right now, like Syria. But first, what do you think's happening in the media revolution? Because mainstream media is dying. Every metric shows that. Alternative media, the people's media with its real diversity, is exploding. I want to get your take on where you think the future of the media is going and cultural developments. And do you think that the human species will survive to become a type 1 civilization and make it off the planet?
Our own extraterrestrial operations going and populate other planets. Well, with Alex, well, what I think with the media stuff is that I think the diversity provided by social networking and new media is very, very positive. But the status quo are expert at manipulating and co-opting any countercultural movement. If you look at how hip hop began as a very sort of radical anti-establishment voice and eventually couldn't be more about consumerism and bling and wealth. The same thing happened with punk. You know, so I think any countercultural movement is at risk of being approximated and appropriated by the mainstream. And I think we sort of see already the way that sort of social networking is in cahoots with the government and with the whole PRISM affair, that you know, like, it's going to be very difficult for truly radical new media to survive, particularly if it's effective. So I'm still very optimistic about it. And the more that people communicate, the more that people realize that even if we are different from one another, we have more in common with each other than we do with the people that rule us and govern us, then I think that we have a chance of changing the world.
I think we do. I hear buzz about Russell Brand all over the place, mainly in new media. Why do you think you're getting so much more popular?
I don't know. I hope, Alex, that it's as a result of moving out of alignment with the messages and narrative of mainstream media and being truthful to my sort of, you know, my original intentions when I became a stand-up comedian, as a sort of inspired very much by men like Bill Hicks and Lenny Bruce and Richard Pryor, who made telling the truth funny.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'd like to share a revelation that I've had during my time here. It came to me when I tried to classify your species. I realized that you're not actually mammals. Every mammal on this planet instinctively develops a natural equilibrium with the surrounding environment, but you humans do not. You move to an area and you multiply. You multiply until every natural resource is consumed. The only way you can survive is to spread to another area. There is another organism on this planet that follows the same pattern. Do you know what it is? A virus. Human beings are a disease, a cancer of this planet. You are a plague, and we are the cure.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Russell, I want to talk about some good news from my perspective. Nobody's saying Assad's a good guy, but the West did start the war, did fund the rebels starting 2.5 years ago. And for the first time since 1782, when the British Parliament voted to end the war against the colonies, They voted down the Prime Minister in the UK, David Cameron, wanting to go to war. Obama, he has a 9% approval rating on this war in a Reuters Washington Post poll. I mean, when Bush did all these lies, he had a 72. Now it's very unpopular. I see this as a sea change where libertarians, conservatives, liberals, everybody I know sees through this and knows that it's about the takeover of the Middle East that Wesley Clark exposed the seven nations they wanted to target.
I went through the Pentagon 10 days after 9/11, and an officer from the Joint Staff called me into his office and said, I want you to know, he said, sir, we're going to attack Iraq. And I said, why? He said, we don't know. And then I came back to the Pentagon about 6 weeks later. I saw the same officer. I said, why haven't we attacked Iraq? We still going to attack Iraq? He said, oh, sir. He says, it's worse than that. He said, I just got this memo from the Secretary of Defense's office. It says we're going to attack and destroy the governments in seven countries in 5 years. We're going to start with Iraq, and then we're going to move to Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran.
What is your view on Syria, and are you optimistic and excited that the UK Parliament, for the first time in 200 years, did the right thing on war?
I certainly agree with you that that vote is as a result of widespread disillusionment with the political process. I think that obviously the Middle East is one of the most complex issues in contemporary world affairs and has been for millennia. What I believe is that our focus has to be the humanitarian aspect, the displaced refugees and the hundreds of thousands that are suffering as a result of military conflict in that area. What I also believe, Alex, is that these affairs are conducted behind a veil of disingenuity and duplicity. It's very difficult for any of us to understand what's truly happening. My experience tells me that, you know, whatever they are telling me, I intuitively don't trust. It's typically about the interests of big business and government and how they align with one another. So that's what I'm going to assume until I hear otherwise. Like, you know, the claims for going into Iraq and Afghanistan were duplicitous, and so the starting point I have is going to be not to trust any advocacy of military action in Syria. Whilst it's not an issue that I can pretend to fully understand, it seems like it's extremely complex, that there are many factions fighting there. There's no clear goodies and baddies situation.
Absolutely. Ron Paul recently came out and said he basically thinks it's a false flag. There's evidence that the Al-Qaeda groups staged a chemical attack.
We're not really positive who set off the gas. The group that's most likely to benefit from that is Al-Qaeda. I think it's a false flag. I think really, indeed.
It is obviously an incredibly complex situation. In closing, because this happens to me a lot every time I finish an interview, after it ends, there's something or a group of things I wish that I would have said. Russell Brand, we really appreciate your time. In closing, in a minute or two, any other key points that you'd like to put out there to the millions that will end up watching and listening to this?
Well, Alex, I think probably you and me are coming at things from a sort of different perspective. But me, I see like my views are sort of more informed by sort of socialism, even Marxism. But I think ultimately what we believe in is freedom and truth. And I think that as long as people respect each other's differences, then I think, and also acknowledge that we, the people struggling against oppression, have more in common with each other than we do than the people that control us, then I think there's a chance for unity and change.
Sure. I mean, I think that at a level you can see as a counter to the centralized corporatist communism, socialism. But then you realize that they selectively use the deployment of collectivism to only create a permanent peasant class to control us so that we never have come the libertarian view of the individual being empowered and having a giant middle class. I mean, what's your view of, say, libertarianism or Ron Paul? I mean, off air, you said that you were aware of my work. What's your view for folks of what I do?
Well, I think that you're fantastic because you're challenging authority and you're challenging the status quo, so I agree with you. But for me, the number one priority for anyone who wants social change has to be the welfare of those most in need of it, the support of society's poorest and most vulnerable. And for me, that's not socialism. If anything, it's Christian, it's spiritual, that's what I believe is the most important issue. I think if you're in a position of power and your priority is not helping the poor and the dispossessed, then you shouldn't be in power. Now, of course, a healthy society across the board, and hierarchies are always going to be, to a degree, necessary. But for me, on a deeper human level, I feel our obligation is to help those that are suffering.
Sure. You've got a giant Twitter account. Rusty Rockets. Is there any other places on the web people should visit other than that and your TV site?
No, that's all cool for me, mate. I already follow you and stuff, but let's keep this dialogue going, and I hope I see you in Austin.
You bet, and I said that was the final question. One more, and I'll let you get on down the road. I know you're at the airport. One last question I've got to ask you here, Russell. You mentioned Jesus and Che Guevara and Gandhi and Malcolm X, but it says, and Hitler, and that's one reason I want to see your show. This is such an icon that's used everywhere, but in your research, you got to give away a little bit. What's the angle on Herr Hitler?
Well, that whilst Hitler's actions were deplorable, it's not his extremism that is terrifying, it's his mundanity. He was just a normal man created by a number of geopolitical, economic, and religious circumstances.
Versailles.
At that time.
Yeah.
In Germany. Yeah, of course, Versailles and the anti-Semitism that was very prominent in that part of Europe at that time. And but now we don't, like in those days it was clear what evil was. Evil is Adolf Hitler. Now evil comes dressed as in the white of Ronald McDonald. Now evil is hidden behind the Apple logo. Now evil is indecipherable in derivative bundles and in dispossessed millions. So it's about the narrative and the way we're told stories.
Exactly. It knows how to hide, and deciphering it and knowing what evil is really the answer. Russell Brand, thank you so much, and I look forward to hopefully meeting you when you're in Austin in a few weeks. I'll be at your show regardless.
Stay in touch, Alex. I can't wait to see you.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
See you, mate. Thanks so much.
Well, folks, there goes Russell Brand, and I have been told by David Icke that he was a listener, and we got a hold of him and discovered he was. We found out he was following us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones and got him on, and I've been fascinated with his work for a few years. He's been around for a long time, but he certainly has gone from just kind of being the wild party animal guy to being a serious thinker. You can tell he's a smart guy. And look, folks, you know I don't like communism, but he's on a journey here. He said that was a long time ago. Now his views are changing. We have to reach out to everybody, especially if they're outside the box and want to try to make connections to others. And so this is how those of us that want true Thomas Jefferson-style liberty are going to win the fight against the tyrants. But I tell you, that interview couldn't have gone better. That was amazing. And so I know that listeners out there probably want to send me their comments. You can do that at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. And then later on in the broadcast, I will come back and read over some of those. We'll also open the phones up later and get your take on that amazing, groundbreaking interview with Russell Brand. And I hope this one gets 8.5 million views or whatever, like his MSNBC, because this will really get people thinking and talking. If him just shaking up those cutout paper people went so viral and spurred people's humanity, this will really get people talking. So please, folks, send this out when it's posted on YouTube to everyone you know. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, and this is The Alex Jones Show. Check out our website, Infowars.com. My friends, when next we meet, it'll be Monday, September 2nd, 2013, for the weekday transmission. Until then, I'll see you at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Great job of the crew, all of our affiliates, our sponsors, and, of course, the good Lord above and my mama. Goodbye.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people. people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.